Tic Tacs. You need a Tic Tac?
I don't know. Do I?
Does this have to do with aviation?
I don't know, but if I always figure if you can smell my breath, then I've gotten way too close to you, and I just back off a little.
And we usually have these little protectors over our Shure microphones, but we are out of them, and I'm going to have to order some and fill the closet here, because the storage closet, I've had two people look in there, and there's no little protective windscreen for our windscreen.
They're little microphone condoms. That's what they are. They're supposed to protect you from COVID, I think, but I'm not sure those are going to work. Well, it's a mesh. How's that protecting you?
Yeah, it might be more of a perception kind of thing.
It's more about a liability than an actual disease prevention. Yeah. Their lawyers like it.
Although, I've got my K95. I've got a whole box of these in nice jet black.
Jet black.
I don't know how the audio sounds.
It sounds terrible.
Now, when I put it on, it's like test 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. I think we're going to just have to.
Sounds like ham radio.
Sounds like ham radio. It always sounds like ham radio on the Fergie and Dave Show.
AM radio.
Oh, I thought you said ham radio. Our best jokes are accidental, folks. Thank you. Our humor is so well camouflaged that we don't even know when it happens. Oh. Tic-tac-toe. No toe.
No, tic-tac. No toes, right. Just a tic-tac.
Tactical Air Command.
Tactical Air Command. That would be a good name for it if it was terrestrial.
Ooh. Yeah. Where's my sound effects? Go ahead.
You know, I'm not a... I'm not a lawyer or a doctor. I like to live a science-based life. I believe in science. And the scientists, along with the fighter pilots, are getting the okay from the Pentagon to start talking about what's been going on. And it's just a really interesting phenomenon. You know, anybody can go, all you need to do is put in a search engine, put tic-tac, comma, Navy. And I would recommend a YouTube, because there are a whole series of interviews in the last couple of weeks with the fighter pilots who were there. And these guys have no motivation to be silly, because it hurts their career. But... for the first time, the Pentagon has said,
there's something out there. There's a UFO. We don't understand it. We don't know what it is. It moves in a strange way.
It moves in impossible ways. And we have it on radar, and we have it on 8 different types of radar all at once. And we've got multiple naval aviators seeing it, watching it, and engaging with it, trying to intercept it. And, you know, it was the one guy that they saw it down by the water, and it was creating this white water underneath it on a really smooth day off of San Diego, about 100 miles where they were doing their dogfight training. And they started to circle it from above. They said they were at 20,000 feet, and this thing was right down by the water. Well, how big was it? Well, probably about the size of a fighter plane. The guy said, I know what altitude we were at. I'm used to doing this. It was about the same size as us, all except that it looked like a tic-tac, a white tic-tac. And it was moving back and forth and then side to side without turning. Or it just zip, 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 zip in a small area, creating this sort of a cross mark on the water. And he said, I'm going to go in and see what's going on here. And so he starts going into a circle. And as soon as this thing sees he's going in a circle, basically to corkscrew down and lose altitude quickly so he can see it, it sets up on the opposite side of that circle. So now they're circling each other, you know, circling a central point, but that's the way a dogfight starts. And so he decides, I'm going to cut through the middle of the circle and see if I can fly by this thing close enough to see what's going on. And he turns in and starts banking towards it, and just poof, it's gone.
Banking towards it, and it's
poof,
gone.
It's gone.
Like,
and then
snap your fingers.
Like, snap your fingers. He said, we looked, and we did it. And there's the rest of the squadron's watching. And he said, did that thing turn somewhere? Is it? Yeah. He said, I don't know. It's gone. And then the AWACS plane says, it just showed up at your combat air patrol intersection where your guys are headed.
It's in front of them now.
It's now 60 miles away. And it got 60 miles in about 15 seconds or less, and they never saw it move.
Wow.
And so this report came out, and people are talking about it, and the video's out, and people are debating the video. Meanwhile, a younger aviator who had a hearing where he was testifying at a hearing about this that got, I don't know if it was leaked or released, but he sure was talking freely. And the gist of what he said was, we see the exact same thing. He says, actually, there's two kinds. We see the Tic Tacs all the time. He says, we're out there 3 days a week out in the ocean training, and we see it almost every day. He said, that's the one that we most commonly see. The other one is, look at this. It's a, what do they call it? A square. It's a cube. It's a transparent cube. And inside of it is a black or a dark gray sphere inside the cube. And that's what we see. It doesn't seem to have any means of propulsion. It doesn't have any aerodynamic surfaces. It doesn't make any noise. It doesn't make a sonic boom. It shows up on radar sometimes, but not all the time. Seemingly when they don't want to, it leaves radar, like when it wants to scoot somewhere.
Hmm.
And then where it shows up, it's on radar again.
Hmm.
And the guys that have interacted with them are like, do you think it's a controlled, or do you think this is a drone? And he said, I don't know what's controlling it, but it knows we're there, and it knows what we're doing, just like an enemy aircraft would know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And knows how to respond to it. Hmm. They said the reason this has now suddenly gotten out is because it's almost like there's this loophole in the Department of Defense's way of doing things, because they won't talk about UFOs. They don't like to talk about that. But they said, this isn't about UFOs. This is a safety issue, and we need to have hearings on a safety issue. And so they're bringing it up as a safety issue, because these things are out there. We're flying around at 600 miles an hour.
And it's 60 miles off the coast of San Diego.
And yeah, the one I talked about first was, there's another box of air that they train in off of North Carolina, and they've seen them there too. But these pilots all over the world are starting to weigh in and saying, yeah, we've seen the cube with the sphere. And the thing is, people say, well, if something was going on, then the government would do something about it. It would not just let this go. And my reaction to that is, if you're flying a Cessna 172 and you accidentally stray over the Super Bowl, you're going to have two fighter planes up to get you out of there, because they don't know what you're going to do. And your 150 horsepower Cessna is now a threat to national security, and they are going to take care of you. But these things that fly at Mach who knows what, can turn on a dime, are hanging out with fighter planes and interacting with them, and there's no emergency to find out what's going on, that only tells me that that's because it's already known. They know they're there, and they haven't ever attacked anybody or hurt anybody. Whatever's going on, they're not going to, start the air raid sirens to try to figure out, how do we get rid of them?
Who's developed the bullet train?